Hello and welcome to Three Court Classical. This is Hubert Rooney in the last Sunday of the month with a show entitled Skulk. I decided to do something very different for this month. I was going to do something called Wallpaper, which was about older classical music, which has less of an obvious emotional content and is sort of harder to get into, but it's kind of the mainstay, I suppose, of a certain aspect of the classical sound. But I thought that might be a hard sell, and inspired by The Redshift, another show on this station, I decided to do something altogether more reflective and introspective and moody and modern in most cases. The Redshift, by the way, worth checking out. It's a great example of how a playlist can change your interpretation of songs you already knew. And it's a great show. It's really well put together. So I'm going to have some slightly longer short pieces, but maybe some longer clusters. And definitely the mood is moody and introspective and inward looking. If you listen to this live on Sunday morning, it might not be the perfect scenario, but if you're listening back, then definitely this is a nighttime kind of a show for this month. The first piece of music is from Vaughan Williams from his C Symphony, C as in SEA. Not one of my favourite of Vaughan Williams symphonies. I think it's a little bit messy and just doesn't grab me, but this particular short movement does, and definitely the right tone for the tonight show, or today's show rather, and definitely the right name for such a piece of music. On the beach, comma, at night, comma, alone.
Thank you.
Heavenly sounds at the end of Neptune from the Planet Suite. I say heavenly as in how they sound rather than what I think of them, although I do like the piece as well. Obviously, I wouldn't have played it. Just before that was a short movement from Ravel's Mother Goose Suite, which was on our Intercert music course, I always thought, quite surprisingly, an example of impressionistic music and definitely my favourite of the five pieces on the Intercert course at a time when I wasn't much interested in classical music. That was the Pavane. And before that was On the Beach at Night Alone by Vaughan Williams, kicking off this rather moody hour of classical music. And continuing on, somebody who would always easily find his way into any half-decent classical show, but this piece, particularly suitable for the mood. This is Erik Satie, and probably my favourite piece of Erik Satie music. This is not that well-known. It's called Pièce Foix, which, if you did French for your dessert, as I did, and you remember any of it, which I almost don't, means cold pieces, and this is quite cold, but it's a great piece of music. I'm just going to play the third of the three dances. So Erik Satie now with the not so well known but quite brilliant Pièce Foix. Thank you. Schoenberg there, finishing that trio of pieces, who was the leader of the second Viennese school, atonal expressionists like Berg and Webern. Atonal expressionists being a euphemism for lunatics to you and I. Their music was quite broken and atonal and difficult to listen to. I thought that piece was quite accessible, actually. That was from his five orchestral pieces. It was the third, middle of those. Before that, at the start of those three, was Satie, Pièce Foix, and in the middle was Drouflé, the first two movements from his Requiem. It just occurred to me earlier that I'm actually back on the last Sunday of next month, which happens to be Easter Sunday. It's very early this year, which for some reason appeals to me greatly. And just in keeping with the Easter theme, I'm going to do choral music for that particular show. Not because I'm hugely religious, but because I actually have quite a lot of really good choral music and I'd like to play it. But I've already played one of the best there, I think. Drouflé's Requiem, the first two movements, which run together beautifully. But I have plenty more for Easter Sunday, so that's 5 weeks' time. Stay tuned or tune in for that, if you think of it. Now I'm going to play something by Bax, B-A-X, who you might not have heard of. The great thing about this show was I delved into the archives for some kind of moody music and found a few that I'd kind of forgotten I had. I knew they were there somewhere. I knew something like this was there somewhere, but I couldn't put my finger on it until I started listening through the archives. And this is also a seashore themed piece of music entitled On the Seashore by Bax. So compare this to Vaughan Williams. So there's a lot of contemplation this week. We're back on the seashore with Arnold Bax. This is Hubert Rooney on Three Chord Classical Show on Radioactive International, reminding you who I am and also signing off at the same time. The show's gone really quite quickly this time around, but I'll be back on Easter Sunday, as I said, with a show a little bit more cheerful than today's show. But one of the things, as I said, that I've enjoyed about this month is I've found some things I kind of forgot I had, including that piece, The Allegretto by Schubert, D915. I always think Schubert's piano music sounds more modern than it is. That's 1828, so it's, you know, getting on for 200 years old, but it's just, it doesn't sound that old somehow. And before that was Arnold Bach's The English Composer on the Seashore. This last piece is not one I forgot I had at all. It's one I've listened to probably hundreds of times. It's Prokofiev's Fifth Symphony, and this is the third movement, the Adagio. And this is as somber and inward-looking and introspective a piece of music as I've played today, just in keeping with the mood. Hopefully this won't bring you down too much. Hopefully it'll bring you up, because it is a fantastic piece of music. And as I said, on Easter Sunday, I'll be back with something a little bit more uplifting, some choral music for the day. But for now, this is Hubert Rooney signing off with Prokofiev. Thank you.